Welcome to Studio Classroom, right here on the air. My name is Gabe. Now, here's a little quiz for you. What country is also a city, is known for a spitting lion, and is super hot in the summer? Friends, I think you know the answer. Let's go to Singapore. Okay, now some people say Singapore is not a country, but a city-state. But it certainly feels like its own country. And it's a great place to visit. It's very fun. So what should you do in Singapore if you don't have a lot of time? Well, here are some suggestions for you. We have the beach, the night safari, and the Singapore Botanic Gardens. Yes, you should definitely hit up these places if you have a chance to go to Singapore. Friends, let's learn more about them right now.
Let's go to Singapore. So much to do, so little time. I need a beach vacation, I said to my friend Eve, who responded with, Where shall we go? We agreed that Singapore would be ideal. We chose a casual resort on Sentosa Island that looks out over Singapore Strait. Because it is a 2-minute walk to Siloso Beach, we frequented it every day, often before breakfast. We couldn't spend our entire time on the beach, so one day we ventured over to the Singapore Zoo. We stayed into the evening to experience Singapore's night safari. This nocturnal zoo offers a different experience, including a snake that slithered across our path.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 venture 这个不及物动词。Venture 是指冒险或者是敢做某件事。例如 ,even though it was raining, we ventured out to watch a movie. 虽然在下雨，但是我们还是冒雨出去看了场电影。或者是 Britney loves to stay at home, she seldom ventures far. Britney 很喜欢待在家里，她很少离开家太远。Venture 也指冒昧提问，例如 May I venture to make a suggestion? 我可以冒昧的提一个建议吗？接着我们看 nocturnal 这个形容词，注意它的重音是在 T-U-R 这个音节，念成 nocturnal。N-O-C-T 这个字根有晚上的意思，所以 nocturnal 是指夜间的或者是夜间活动的。例如 Most nocturnal animals have good eyesight， 大多数的夜行动物都有很好的视力。或者是 The medicine claims to reduce the occurrence of nocturnal asthma. 这个药剂宣称能够减少夜间气喘发作的次数。或者是 The koala is a nocturnal mammal. 卫熊是一种夜行性的哺乳动物。
Gabe, is that snake from the night safari?
Oh.
Why do you have a snake?
This snake? No.It's actually from IKEA. but it reminds me of the snake that I got to hold at the night safari when I went to Singapore.
Wait, you held a snake at the night safari?
Yes, I did. The safari was closing. However, there was a girl there who was handling a snake. It was a big python, longer than this one. And it was beautiful. I know a lot of people think snakes are scary, but I think they're beautiful creatures.
Wait, hold on.You've been to Singapore?
I have been to Singapore. Have you been to Singapore?
Yes, of course I've been to Singapore. I've been twice now.
Yes, we taught about that last year.
Yes, remember that? Mm-hmm. And actually, I just went last year, last September, and it was the perfect time to go. Oh. The weather was nice and cool. However, I was told that it was an unusually cool September.
Yeah, I think you might be right about that, because when I went to Singapore a couple years ago, It was super hot, which makes sense because it's only 1 degree north of the equator.
So, it's pretty hot. But no matter when you go, what season, what month, one thing is for sure, there is so much to do and so little time to actually get it all done. And this is a phrase that we want to talk about, and we would like for you to start practicing as well.
So, yeah, according to our author, there's so much to do and so little time because her trip was very short. So I feel like this every day because there's a lot of stuff to get done. By the end of the day, I feel like there are just not enough hours in every day. There's so much to do in so little time.
Well, you know, I always feel this way right before going on a trip.
Oh.
Like right before I'm about to go out of town, it seems like there is so much to do and so little time. I have to pack. I have to finish up work stuff. I have to clean. I have to cook. So much to do and so little time.
You know, over Christmas, I went to visit my sister.
Yeah.
Well, only had 2 weeks for that vacation, but she lives in Europe. And Europe is so big. There really is so much to do. We felt like there's so much to do in so little time. Friends, think of some way or situation where you would use this phrase, there's so much to do in so little time.
Well, there is so much to do and so much to talk about in so little time.
You're right.
So I think we better continue with our lesson. We read, I need a beach vacation. I, referring to our author, I said to my friend Eve, who responded with, where shall we go? We agreed that Singapore would be ideal. Singapore would be a great place to go.
Well, if you need a beach vacation, Singapore is great. I've also found that Guam is a nice place with some good beaches, too.
You know something? I love Guam. And that's something else that we both have in common. We have been to Guam at different times.
Yes. Well, friends, we read on here, we chose a casual resort on Sentosa Island that looks out over Singapore Strait. And because it is a 2-minute walk to Siloso Beach, we frequented it every day, often before breakfast. Well, that's certainly not me. I don't think that I would do something before breakfast. I usually wait until very late to wake up anyway if I'm on vacation.
Yeah, Gabe, I know what you're like.
Yeah.
Before your breakfast.
I'm always sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You need your breakfast. Well, let's talk about this word that you see on the screen, to frequent something or to frequent a place. That just means that you go and visit a particular place quite often. And this reminds me of 7-Eleven.
Rebecca.
Were you thinking of 7-Eleven too?
No.
Oh.
I'm just wondering, do you frequent 7-Eleven? Are you always going to 7-Eleven?
Well, no. I was actually going to use you as an example.
What?
Gabe frequents 7-Eleven.
For what?
Well, I don't know. You have to pay bills there, and you buy your juice, and you buy other things. So you frequent 7-Eleven. Like almost every day.
Almost every day.
And your
day.
Breakfast, tea
yes.
eggs?
Yes, the tea eggs. Yes, mm-hmm. That is right. 7-Eleven does offer a lot of things. Let's see. Rebecca, is there a place that you like to frequent, that you go to often?
Yes. Well, when I lived close to the river, mm-hmm. I used to frequent the river several times a week. It's a great place to walk, great place to look for stars at night. Sometimes
yeah.
I would see a couple on a lucky night.
Yeah, that's true. We live in kind of a polluted city. Well, we continue here learning about how our author frequented the beach. They did this almost every day, so they were going frequently, right? We continue, we couldn't spend our entire time on the beach, so one day we ventured over to the Singapore Zoo. They ventured out. It sounds like they're going on an adventure, something exciting.
And she continues by saying, we stayed into the evening to experience Singapore's night safari. I went to that and it was pretty cool. This nocturnal zoo offers a different experience, including a snake that slithered across our path. Oh, gosh.
A snake, a slithering snake, and fruit bats that you can walk among. Oh, it's so exciting.
Shy of. Gabe, I think we're just a few minutes shy of
the info cloud.
Hello, friends. Today, let's look at a specific definition of the word shy. Hey, Jack, have you ever been a few dollars shy of reaching a goal?
You mean being timid of reaching a goal? Of course not.
No, I'm talking about a different meaning of shy, which is not having a specific amount. This definition of shy originated from American gambling slang in the 19th century, meaning short of a complete bet.
Okay, so if I say, for example, I was a few dollars shy of my goal of saving $1,000, I mean that I was a few dollars short of saving up $1,000. Or if I'm shy a few dollars from paying off my loan, I'm short a few dollars on my payment.
Now, this usage can also be used in reference to all sorts of things, not only money. He passed away just days shy of his 100th birthday. She is two wins shy of becoming the world champion.
Or the runner was 1 kilometer shy of finishing the marathon. Friends, see if you can use this definition of shy in a sentence.
Shy 这个字应该不陌生。He is very shy. 他很害羞。今天我们要看 shy 的另一个用法。如果你想要存1000块钱，结果你存了999块，你就是 $1 shy of your goal， 离你的目标短缺1块钱。shy 的这个用法呢，是要用于这个句型，一个数字 shy of 另一个更大的数字，或是一个头衔成就。再举一个例子， She is 2 wins shy of becoming the world champion， 她离世界冠军的头衔只差2胜。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次请关键。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Here's to the Hawker Centers. Yes, yes. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're learning about what you can do in Singapore. And I gotta say, there are many things to do. You can go to the Siloso Beach. You can go to the Night Safari. I did that. It's very fun. And I would suggest everybody have some food at the Hawker Centers. Yes, the Hawker Centers have lots of different kinds of food, and it's delicious. All right, enough about food. Let's continue with our English lesson. But I want food.
Let's go to Singapore. We explored part on foot and then hopped on a tram to ride through big game country in the inky blackness. Another day we strolled through the 156-year-old Singapore Botanic Gardens, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. At the north end, the National Orchid Garden features the world's largest collection of tropical orchids. Lovely! And we didn't miss Jurong Bird Park, the Raffles Hotel, or shopping either. Having dinner and watching the sunset at one of the outdoor cafes on our beach was the perfect ending to each perfect day.
OK， 接下来我们看 stroll 这个动词。stroll 是指散步或溜达，是一个不及物动词。例如 ，We strolled along the River Seine while enjoying the many beautiful sights of Paris。我们沿着塞纳河畔散步，一边欣赏巴黎的许多美景。或者是 When you go to Malibu Beach, you can see many visitors strolling along the boardwalk。当你去马里布海滩时，可以看到许多游客沿着海滨大道散步。Stroll 也可以当名词，例如 Do you want to take a stroll with me? 你要不要跟我一起去散散步呢？最后我们看 Singapore Botanic Gardens 里面的 Botanic 这个形容词， B-O 是 B-I-O 这个字根的变形，意思是生命，所以 Botanic 或者是 Botanical 是指植物的，或者是和植物相关的。如果是植物园的话，可以叫 Botanic 或者是 Botanical Garden。例如 The Huntington Botanical Gardens is famous for its Chinese and Japanese gardens. 汉廷顿植物园以它的中国花园以及日本花园著称。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, I really like this next section, and I especially like this next sentence that we're going to be discussing. And that is, we explored part on foot. Of course, remember, we're talking about this night safari. So our author, Linda, she and her friend explored part on foot and then hopped on a tram to ride through big game country in the inky blackness.
Well, what do you think about that? Do you like riding on trams too? Oh, yes, I do.
Are you really doing what I think you're doing?
Talking to a snake?
You're talking to the snake.
Well, I'm not the first person in history who's talked to a snake. You know what? I think this is great. Whether you're going to go to the nocturnal, the night safari, or go into the big game country, I think it's really fun to see animals in nature.
Well, of course it's great to see animals in nature. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's something I think is really interesting about this sentence, because Linda, of course, she's the author, right? She said that they hopped on a tram to ride through a big game country. Now, it's interesting that she chose the word game, because oftentimes when I think of game country, I think of the state of Texas or maybe even Georgia or this big area where people go out hunting.
Is that because people can, like, play games in those big countries?
No, it's a place where people go hunting.
Oh.
Where they kill animals to eat.
Right, that kind of game. You know, usually I think of, like, board games or, like, you know, let's play a game together, right?
Yeah.
But in our lesson, I think, maybe you're closer, Rebecca. The other definition is wild animals that are hunted for food or sport. So it's kind of interesting that our lesson talks about big game country in Singapore, because these animals are not being hunted, and I don't think you're allowed to hunt these animals. This is referring to the lions and elephants and other big animals like that, that you cannot just walk out among.
Right. Mm-hmm. So game country in the zoo.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, now you understand the word game. You understand the word game country. So you're ready to check out some game country at the Singapore Night Safari. Well, continuing on, another day, we strolled through the 156-year-old Singapore Botanic Gardens. Did you go to the Botanical Gardens?
No, that's one thing I regret. I didn't have time. You know, there was so much to do in so little time, so I didn't see the Botanic Gardens.
Well, I did.
Okay.
They were beautiful. I went both times, and guess what?
Yeah, you loved it.
The Botanical Gardens are so big. There's so much to see there, and so little time.
Oh, man. You know, I really should have gone, because it's a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Okay, so you can... What can you see at the Botanic Gardens anyway? What made it so amazing?
There were so many beautiful flowers.
Flowers.
And plants. And then there was, like, this beautiful big lake or pond, I guess you can call it. And there was another type of, what was it? A lizard, but a really big lizard. It kind of looked like alligator.
Oh.
An alligator.
Were there snakes at the Botanic Gardens?
I actually did not see any snakes.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, anyway, did you see any orchids, Rebecca? Because orchids are beautiful flowers. I happen to really like orchids.
You know, orchids are quite beautiful. Let me think. I don't remember if I saw orchids or not.
Oh, would you recognize an orchid if you saw it?
Well, it looks like the picture here.
Exactly. Friends, we're reading about at the north end, the National Orchid Garden features the world's largest collection of tropical orchids. And our author writes, one word, lovely. They really are lovely flowers.
I think that she probably thought it was quite beautiful. And our author says, we didn't miss Jurong Bird Park, the Raffles Hotel, or shopping either. I definitely did not go to the Bird Park or the Raffles Hotel, but I did some shopping too.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you frequented some malls, right? You frequent the...
Yeah. They're worth going to.
Okay, good. Well, what is a perfect ending to a trip to Singapore? We read here, having dinner and watching the sunset at one of the outdoor cafes on our beach was the perfect ending to each perfect day. Rebecca, is that your idea of a perfect ending?
You mean going to, you watching the sunset?
Yeah.
Oh, I love watching the sunset. Yes, I would say a perfect ending to a perfect day would be watching the sunset, taking a walk along the river or along the beach, spending time with friends. What a perfect ending to a beautiful day.
Well, there are many different kinds of events, right? And what is a perfect ending for those events? When I was in high school, we would throw a carnival every year. One class would throw a carnival, and one class had fireworks at the end. It was the perfect ending to the carnival.
Well, do you know what's a perfect ending to a perfect lesson?
I certainly do. The review skit.
You always like to get first.
Well, I needed a beach vacation, and we got one. We agreed to come to Singapore
and chose this casual resort on Sentosa Island.
It looks out over the Singapore Strait. Great view.
We frequented the beach every morning, often before breakfast.
And why not? It's only a 2-minute walk.
Of course, we couldn't spend our entire time on the beach.
So much to do, so little time. So we ventured over to see the Singapore Zoo.
We stayed until evening to experience Singapore's night safari.
Imagine, a nocturnal zoo. It offers a different experience.
Yeah, like that snake that slithered across our path.
Ew! We explored part on foot.
Then hopped on a tram and rode through the big game country.
In the inky blackness.
Ooh! Don't forget the stroll through Singapore Botanic Gardens.
I won't forget. It's a World Heritage Site, and the National Orchid Garden features the world's largest collection of tropical orchids.
Lovely. Jurong Park Bird Park.
The Raffles Hotel.
Shopping! We didn't miss a thing.
And now we're having dinner soon at the outdoor cafe right on the beach.
And watching the sunsets.
It's the ending of a perfect day.
And the ending of a perfect vacation.
Our vacation is over.
I don't want to go home.
Me either.
Good. This is the perfect ending to our lesson about Singapore.
Ew, I don't like snakes.
Okay, friends, we'll see you next time right here at
Studio Classroom.
Studio Classroom.
There.
Hey, come on.
Yes, I don't want to.
In my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.